Hey!
Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 15! This is a pretty cool episode. We talk about a lot of stuff. I say that every time, and I say that every time. hey, guys. You know, we're running low on ideas, so shoot us your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns, your recipes, your karate moves, your ships in a bottle, and whatever the fuck I said last week.
it was just Macarena moves.
Yeah, Macarena moves, yeah. And, you know, wax candles.
There you go.
Whatever. Hey, the
as opposed to what other kind of candles?
The Roman.
What?
Roman
candle. Oh, Roman candle. Ah, I got it. I'm like, what do the Romans have to do with this? Oh, that's silly.
if you have any of those things you want to send us, email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com. Your spelled your, like with an E at the end of it. You are, you O, you, fuck. Oh, hold on. YourLate at gmail.com.
And you can also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast.
Why?
Spelled,
oh.
Like spelled like you relate podcast.
Oh.
And also on Twitter at your_late.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, do us a quick favor. I've said hey 18 times already.
Hey!
Ho! Trying to get your attention.
Oh, hey.
I know you're on a work call right now. Just look. Hey. Okay. Seriously, real quick. I did it again. Subscribe to us. On iTunes, please, or in whatever store, if you can subscribe to us.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We need your help. Seriously. Just rate. Be nice. Give us a rating.
Be kind.
Write a sweet review. Write, these dudes are cool. And then, like, that's it. That's all we need. Because the more rates, the more subscribes, the more you share our stuff, the better we're going to get out there, and we'll want to keep doing this more.
It could even be just the letter K.
Yeah, just K.
K.
Listened, K.
5 stars.
Seriously, I don't, like, I know, okay, looking into this podcasting stuff, I don't really do it that often either. I know we have a podcast, but, and I subscribe to a million. I subscribe to a million podcasts, but I never rate them.
I've never rated one.
Yeah, well, blah, blah.
I mean, I rate all of them.
And that's the thing, is nobody realizes how quick and easy it is to just rate the podcast. And you're like, yeah, we get it. We'll rate the fucking podcast. Just stop talking about it.
I'll stop saying it.
just rate the podcast.
If there's one more rate this week, we'll never talk about it again.
No, that's a lie. We will.
Yeah, we probably will. And now it's time for Plug Life.
Plug Life. What do you got?
Got anything going on?
Yeah, I've got every Wednesday Philly Improv Theater, the group that I am in called 1816. We perform the next two. This Wednesday will be 9 o'clock. The following Wednesday will be 9 o'clock. It's so much fun, and you should totally come see it. Thursday, July 23rd, I'll be at Maggie O'Neill's.
Ooh.
For a Cardinal O'Hara comedy show.
All right.
I think Pat House is going to be on it. I think he's hosting or headlining. I'm not sure. Christian Alces, who's one of the funniest people on the planet that live in Delaware County and the Philadelphia area, he's one of the funniest dudes. And then Peggy O'Leary is going to be there, and Maggie O'Neill herself.
The Maggie O'Neill.
The Maggie and me. I'll be there. And I think August 1st I'll be at the DNA Salon up in Northern Liberties. It's an awesome place.
Ooh.
It's where I get my hairs cut.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be headlining.
Oh.
Headline!
30 minutes. So if you guys want to hear the podcast all over again, come to that.
And I think all I have...
Wait, Bubba, do you have anything coming up?
all I have... Yeah, I have August 1st.
Yeah.
Also, so now we get to... Now you get to pick your favorite.
I wonder.
No. Well, I will be.
Michelle's gonna be at your show,
and Megan will be at yours.
Yeah, no.
I will be playing with Last Call Casualty on August 1st at the Tap Room in Morton.
Nice.
I think it's at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
More updates later.
Cool.
I'll find out the information for next time.
And don't you have, do you have anything else going on?
No. No.
No? Okay. All right.
Nope.
I thought you were much more exciting than that.
I just finished playing the new Batman game.
Yeah, was it good?
It was amazing.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new Batman
game. But I'll be playing that again.
Oh, okay.
Well, next week.
Hey, if you guys haven't yet, did you rate us yet? Did you did you review us? It only takes a second. All right.
Well, all right, guys. Well, enjoy.
We're humans.
I'm just inconsistent as a person.
Oh, dude.
My horoscope says I'm going to do big things, though.
Does it really?
No, I don't know. Somebody read that to me at work today.
Mother. I was hoping you could read me mine.
It was like
I'm a Virgo, if you wanted to know.
It's something about, like, trying, being ambitious and stuff.
Don't pull it.
Oh, it says here, you are the most liked person in the entire world. The end.
And you're going to do great things and people.
Yeah. In bed.
I received death threats in the mail this week.
That's terrifying.
For Ralph Nader Macchio.
Oh, no. The Green Party didn't appreciate it?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Karate Kid Party?
Oh, dude. It was, that was a fun episode.
Yeah. He was a nice guy.
We should just take all our new episodes now and just talk about old ones.
Talk about the previous.
Wasn't that a good
episode? Yeah, remember last week's episode.
Previously on, and then just every week is a previously on the previously on. Never so ending.
Well, you know what we could have done better was. And it just turns on the entire episode of that.
Hey, you saw a peacock this week.
I did see a peacock this week.
That's pretty insane.
The wild Brookhaven peacock.
Yeah.
My mom said she was feeding it blueberries.
Can they handle the acidity?
I don't know. Well, no, actually, I didn't see it. My mom saw it. She sent me that picture that I put up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just stole her thunder. Like,
that's pretty awesome.
This is my peacock now.
This is my peacock, Mom. You gotta let me fly, Mom.
She's like, it was on the railing. She's like, it can't get off. It's stuck. It's stuck on the railing. It can't get down. I was like, Mom, it's a bird.
Yeah.
It can fly.
It can it?
They can. They're like chickens. I think they can like. Get a
scoot.
Couple feet off the ground
they
and then
scoot.
Yeah. I mean, it got itself up there. It should be able to get itself down off a railing.
Being a chicken must be so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you just see all these birds around
the time.
You.
Yeah.
And they're like just soaring. You're like, I got wings. You go to try to fly. It's like, it's like the guy trying to bench press as much as like the other dudes.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. Less annoying? I don't know.
They should make a cartoon movie about a chicken that can fly like a regular bird.
Wasn't that Chicken Little?
Oh.
I don't know. I never saw
it. I'm really happy they made a movie about a chicken that can fly like a bird.
That's a chicken, right?
Yes.
Was it? Really? Yeah, it was. That's a chicken. Oh, guys, please welcome to the studio, Live Chicken. Live Chicken, well, how's the farm going today? Yeah, do you still have a lot of friends? Oh, what's wrong? Oh, God. Are you allergic to blueberries? It's amazing. What other animal noises?
That's our dinner for later.
We're going to grill it
up.
Oh,
what a nice chicken. Now I'm going to eat you.
I don't know. I guess I could start with sharing my story this week.
Yeah.
This is like our podcast.
I feel like you're just turning into Alcoholics Anonymous.
It's turning, yeah.
How were your struggles this week? Yeah. Hi, my name is Chris. Hi, Chris.
It's like, it feels like when, like, you're a kid and you're supposed to, like, go to the dinner table and tell your dad everything.
Yeah, tell me about your day.
I never did that as a kid.
No, me either.
Yeah.
We watched Seinfeld.
Yeah. That's a pretty awesome childhood, it sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, so this past week, I was eliminated from the Phillies Funniest Competition.
Wait, the way you reacted, the way you eliminated. Said it, confused my emotions.
Yeah, I lost big time.
I'm sorry to hear that, bud.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
Yeah, but I mean, you made it back to the semis. It was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was fun.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, like a minute into my set, I knew it wasn't hitting as hard as it was the previous rounds.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. You're not going to make it. And then I was, like, beating myself up in my head while telling my jokes.
Right.
And then I was just like, shut up, you dummy. Have fun.
Yeah.
And what I love, and I don't know if anybody picked up on this, probably not, and I knew this from the beginning. This is why I set up my set this way. But the last thing I did in my set all the way through were impressions.
And oh,
my
yeah.
My last impression was of a failed, I'm giving away my joke. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I know what joke you're talking
but
about,
yeah.
Though. Yeah.
So I do an impression, and the last words out of my mouth are, I could have made it. Which
like
is perfect.
Yeah, it's like a poetic.
As a perfect way to go out in the competition. Yeah. And I thought about that purposely, and I said, that would be funny, because if I go out,
yeah,
that's a funny, like...
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Well, he went out beautifully.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hello.
Ramming speed.
My wife is just broke down the door. Holy shit! All right, sorry. No bud.
And now
no
it's time
allowed.
For coffee break.
Oh, thank you, coffee break.
Watch this episode is brought to you by Snickerdoodle.
He's gonna knock everything down. You're clipping. I'm gonna turn you down. I'm sorry.
I'll take my mouth away from the microphone then.
No.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. No, we used to do coffee and beer at Blue Sun practice.
All the time. That's the breakfast of champions.
It was. It was kind of like the cocktail.
Cocktail.
Hey, say hi real quick. Hello. Come, you're on the podcast, so come say hi. Come here. Don't be
Mark.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Ing.
That's good.
Now you know what I do. It's like, no, shut it down, as Meg would say.
Shut it down.
Yeah,
that's Miss Basil. That's inside baseball right there.
Yeah, that is. For anybody who went to
for Cardinal O'Hara people.
Yeah,
Mary Basil.
Hey, speaking of Cardinal O'Hara, I was actually have a show tonight.
Oh,
it got canceled. Oh, that was tonight. No, not that one. That's the end of the month. You're like not talking.
You're a little delayed.
Yeah, I know. I'm not new at this interviewing thing.
Jake's just taking the microphone and sticking it into Michelle's face.
We only have two microphones, so, you know, she's like talking, and I want you to hear what she's saying.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hi. My name is Michelle. My name is Michelle.
If only you knew what he did when you weren't in the room.
Yeah.
I said, if only you knew what he did if you weren't in the room.
No, I'm kidding. You know you're the best. I know you do. So you're going to hear all this.
Damn. She's on to us.
Okay, we can cut all this.
We have her permission.
Yeah. All right, get this beast out of here. Go treat ball. Treat ball. Okay, guys.
You say all the favorite words at one time to the talking about. Treat ball walk.
Treat ball walk. Treat ball walk. Yeah, you're on to me. You're on to me now.
What does that work for people? Beer, chicken, cupcakes. Oh, I'm coming. Dude, oh, here you go.
I'm writing this down. I'm writing this. You see me grabbing a pen, clicking it. I'm not ashamed, but okay, listen. Sound like such a
joke. I'm not a comedian, so you can do whatever you want.
Exactly. I told you that before. Yeah. You know, this guy named Todd Glass.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know him. Hold on, let me pick up that name. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Anyway. When I was an intern, I interned at Preston & Steve. Oh, there they are. Pick them up, too. When I interned there, Todd Glass came in, and I remember...
All right, I'm done.
Keeps dropping. Yeah. Damn it. Sorry, that name just... Todd Glass was there. Oh, man. And I remember he was... Like, he did this great thing on air, and then afterwards, he said something to Steve, and Steve was funny, and he's like, oh, that was some great stuff you're doing. And then... somebody, an intern, I think, or I think it was me, said something at the time and said, oh, that's funny. He's like, that's mine now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he's like, well, you know, when you're not a comedian, you're fair game. Yeah. We'll take anything from you. But if you're a comedian, you can't touch it.
Like, yeah,
you
know. Right.
I was like, oh. I was like, that's so weird.
And I'm going to become a comedian.
And then, and then what do you call it? And then, like, now I totally get that.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, definitely.
This is my friend's story. Fuck, I need to write that down. What did we say? I can't remember. all favorite buzzwords.
Yeah, for, yeah.
Buzzwords for dogs.
Buzzwords for people. So you have to be really good at dissecting people's personalities?
Like okay.
If they're not, if they're like a drug addict, like meth, heroin, Percocet.
Yeah, come on.
What? You just trap them in a box.
Try to get them to go to rehab.
Yeah.
Put a one of those like veterinarian like strings around their neck.
Yeah.
And a pole with the string on their neck.
Yeah.
Not a cone.
The little to tighten the little noose.
Yep,
like the noose in a pole.
Yep. There's a girl on my improv team, and we were at practice, or we were at our show yesterday.
Yeah.
And she came up to me, and she's like, hey, I had a crazy day. You want to hear something crazy? And I'm like, yeah, I always want to hear something crazy. And she's like, so I was, like, earlier I was walking around in the city, and me and this girl, they didn't know each other. They were just standing, waiting for the light change.
Yeah.
And this guy, this old guy, walked up to the other girl. I was like, excuse me, I just wanted to tell you that you're gorgeous.
Oh.
And she's like, you're just really gorgeous. And then he walked to my teammate afterwards.
Yeah.
And says, oh, and you're very pretty.
Yo.
She's like, now normally if somebody came up to me and said you're very pretty, I'd be like, oh, thank you. But after you just called somebody gorgeous.
You are.
Yeah.
It's like your two children were at a played Little League baseball and one did it at a great game, the other one did. It's like, dude, yeah, you fucking killed it, man. You hit a home run, and they're like, good job, buddy. Yeah, you did a good job too. He played great.
Good eye.
Yeah, a lot of walks.
And he's like, grape!
Both favorites.
That's a it's a Brian Regan joke, everybody. Sorry, that's my new...
Losers!
My new catchphrase.
Suck it, nerds.
Nerds! But yeah, so I thought that was... She's a very funny person. So I wanted to share her story.
Yeah.
And not give her the satisfaction of telling it or doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, you know... Everybody wants.
Now we're just telling everyone.
Now we're just telling everyone. Sorry.
If you'd like us to tell everyone your story.
215. neither of us have a 215.
555.
555.
2424.
You know what? I have a bone to pick.
Uh oh.
With SEPTA.
Oh.
SEPTA.
Taking down SEPTA.
Regional rail, man.
Oh.
What the hell?
Oh, over the last couple days.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. What's going on?
I haven't been taking the train this week, but I heard they were.
Jerks.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Those jerks.
They took everybody's lunch money. Pushing nerds up against the
just pulling down people's pants when they're not looking.
Yeah. Yeah, taking selfies of them sleeping.
Yeah.
Drawing dicks on faces.
Yep. Mushroom stamp. Yeah, they apparently since that train accident a few months ago, whatever, they've been putting in like some kind of restrictor sensors, like in certain zones.
Okay.
So, like, if there's one on, there'd be one outside the track, and then one on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hit that speed, it'd automatically cut off. But been fucking up everybody's lines.
Oh, okay. Week.
Yeah. That's all.
Where do you get off?
Well,
in your bedroom.
About 2:30. That's when. I get off at.
You get home that early?
No. I don't know. If I take the train, I usually get home around like 7:45 at the press.
Like that. Anyway,
if anybody wants to pick me up,
yeah, dude. Seriously, if you ever
no, it's like a block away.
Do you walk it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hoof it.
Yeah, I got to use my Fitbit that I'm not wearing right now.
Hoof it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's fun to say.
In my new boots.
But here's what I'm going to say. I want to take the train. I want to, like, be a citizen
right.
of the train.
Just ride the train all day.
Excuse me. I don't know where I was going with that, but that's fine.
Become the mayor of the train?
Yeah. Hello, fellow train riders.
You know, people wouldn't find that strange on the Wilmington-Newark line.
That's true. Is that what line that is?
Yeah.
Okay. One, I got on at like 4 o'clock.
Right.
A couple weeks ago because I went to New York. And, pick up that name.
And, guys, I've been to New York.
And, dude, it was, it was mobbed. I had to stand almost all the way to 30th Street.
Oh, really?
But when I got on it.
What time did you go at?
Like, I think it was like 4 o'clock. No, you know what? It was rush hour. It was like 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, that explains
I didn't have to pay.
Ooh.
Nobody came through.
Yeah, you know what? They get lazy.
Yeah.
Those conductors.
Oh, shit. We shouldn't say anything about that.
So those conductors.
Stay lazy. Stay lazy. Yeah.
Stay lazy, my friends.
Yeah. I mean, SEPTA's workers are the most adept.
I don't
adept
always do anything. But when I do, I don't.
We can't take down SEPTA on here because then they'll start acting like Comcast.
No, okay, listen. Okay, we're going to get into that. You want to heat it? You want to fill this episode? Yeah. We can go, man. Today I was, I'll get to that in a second. Okay, thank you for bringing that rage into me. But, okay, so like Sundays and weeknights, they stop coming to Prospect Park early.
Would they stop coming
yeah,
early?
Yeah, like Michelle looked at the schedule. I didn't. But she was like...
Oh, wait, did you say weeknights?
Weeknights.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like stops at like the last one that comes out to Prospect Park is at like 8 p.m.
Yeah, I know.
How the F am I supposed to... You know, like, I want to do that.
Yeah. I don't understand that really either.
Like, what good is a freaking train if I can't get to the city? What are you, like...
Well, you know what?
You're like the bank of trains.
Sometimes they don't even,
They close for lunch?
They'll even cut off an early train. Or, I mean, they'll cut off a late train early. There's one time I tried to get you, like, there's like 11:10 or something like that.
Yeah.
Weekends, everything's on the same time in the hour.
That's the late one.
Yeah.
11:10.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
New York runs on. Sorry, let me pick that back up. New York runs all night, dude.
I don't understand it.
Okay, look, you don't need
damn unions. I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, you don't need to. Like, I understand. You have to pay a conductor.
Right.
You have to pay people to be on the train. I think people would.
Well, you know, the L runs all night, from what I understand.
Yeah, but the L only takes you to 69th Street.
Yeah.
And that's, where are you going to go?
That's true.
Then you're stuck at 69th Street.
Then take the L back in the city.
Yeah.
And get
back
to
safety.
And then you call Uber.
Yeah. And then you burn down pizza places. Because that's what happened. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Somewhere
burnt right by 69th Street. And like a bunch of things burnt down.
Oh, really?
Burnt.
Burnt. Yeah.
Burnt. Burnt. Okay. So, yeah, that bothers me. Because I'd like to not drive. I'd like to get drunk.
Right.
And stumble onto a train and be that asshole.
Yeah, right, right.
And I can't be that asshole if there's not a train that... My show didn't even start, and they stopped running service to Prospect Park.
Right. And on Sundays, it's over at, like, 5.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's, I think... Yeah, it's a nightmare, dude.
Yeah. I know.
How you gonna have a train and not even run it? I don't know.
That's
sorry.
What people be saying on that train all day.
That was a French guy. It bothers me.
You see some characters on that train, though.
Yeah, I'm sure more would flock at night. But you know what? It needs to run at night. But then again, you know what? It's probably keeping us safe. So shut up.
It's true.
It's probably keeping us safe.
It runs from Temple down to Wilmington and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
Can get a little dangerous.
Yeah, it could. Okay, you guys are doing your thing. You know what you're doing.
No, but I agree. It should be more accessible. Especially on the weekends, since they only run one train an hour.
Yeah.
But like Saturday's a busy day.
Yeah.
You figure they would at least do two in the prime times.
Dude, like whenever I go to New York, it's getting old now. But they run like 4 trains an hour to New York.
Yeah. Right. From Trenton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 trains an hour.
That's wonderful.
And it's necessary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they also have...
Yeah, I know.
like seven times the people we have in
Philly.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah. So
what
if we
they,
do that
do they
math,
have 7 million people.
If we do that math, then we should only have a train every 5 hours.
Yeah.
So okay, I'm sorry, SEPTA.
You're doing your best.
No, you're doing your best.
I forgive you.
Okay, can I talk about Comcast?
Yes, please do.
Oh. I can't even talk. I'm so angry. I was on the phone with Comcast today for probably longer than most of our episodes.
If you'd like us to help your phone along quicker, please stop talking shit on us.
It's, yeah. Comcast, is that you? Dude, they just need to get their shit together. They're just messing with my bill so bad.
Yeah.
And like, all, like I, if you know, if
those,
you've listened
all those
to this podcast.
Purchases coming up on
yeah.
$13 for butt plugs 8.
Yeah. Oh, did I'll tell you that story. Did I tell you that story last time?
Butt Pluggers 8?
No, yeah. No, seriously. I'll tell you that story.
No, okay.
Not
yeah.
Butt Pluggers 8. That's a good one, though. okay. So I moved a couple months ago. Sorry if I'm clipping.
Right.
I moved from Drexel Hill to Prospect Park area.
And a like fine move
area.
It was. Yeah,
The area. It's like a 1.5 mile radius.
Yeah, like 7 blocks.
Seriously, I looked at. I was on Prospect Park's website the other day. Did you know that one of the reverends around here like helped get the phrase "In God We Trust" on money?
Really?
Yeah.
Like still alive?
No, God no. This is like 1780s. Come on, Bubba.
Is he buried in that graveyard over there?
I don't know. What's the deal?
What's the deal?
We should do that. I don't know what we're doing, but every time we say what's the deal, we should
it's
just...
like a button.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
There's like that random grave that has a light on it.
What, on 420?
Yeah. Kane, I think it says.
I think I know you're talking about.
Kane! The Undertaker's brother.
Yeah, yeah. He's your Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer. You like him? Kane! It's the Undertaker!
Take you down to hell.
Paul Bearer's probably buried next to him. Rest in peace, Paul Bearer. Seriously.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died like a year ago.
I didn't know that.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad. No, I mean...
Kane! Yeah.
What if you just see him standing over that grave?
Just the weirdest voice. Like,
yeah, I'm making a face into the microphone. Do you guys get what I'm doing?
His mouth is agape.
I punched myself in the eyes to give me black
but
eyes.
If you're okay, if you're like a wrestling manager, like when do you, you're like, all right, guys, I'm trying to run these voices by you. Tell me which one you think will work for a manager. Kane, I swear to God, I'm going to get you. No? Okay. All right. Kane, listen, I'm the manager for The Undertaker. You better knock it off right now. Yeah. It's like, nope, doesn't
nah,
work.
Not good enough. Doesn't lax a little.
Kane! When you come down to Hell in a Cell. It's like, perfect.
On Monday Night Raw.
It's the weirdest.
Nailed it.
Paul Bearer. When you think about that relationship, it's weird.
What, between him and The Undertaker?
Yeah, I like how we're all wrestling. I was in the middle of Comcast. Yeah. But it's weird because, like, The Undertaker is the guy who digs the grave and then buries the person.
And the pallbearer is
a guy from the funeral carrying a casket.
Yeah.
So, like, he's from another family, another party, and he just, like, stuck around the graveyard. And hung around. Oh, that guy seems cool. Hey, man, long hair, don't care. Cool, me too. Long hair, don't care.
I got a creepy mustache.
Me too. Look at my mustache.
Are you the singer from The Darkness?
I believe in a thing I love.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Just the rhythm of my heart.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't get that, dude.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
But Comcast.
But, okay, so Comcast, right?
How did we get on that?
I don't even know. Because I moved.
Oh, yes. That's yes. That's it.
Look at that. We're back. So I moved. And they gave me... Here's the weird thing. When you move, you don't get to keep your account or your account number. I didn't know this.
Really?
You get to keep your name because it's your name.
Oh, I hope so. But we're taking your name, too.
Yeah. You're no longer... You know what? Pretty soon Comcast is going to have that power. Yeah. Let's not...
You're no longer the materials.
Seriously. Well, so, okay, I didn't know this. They messed up my package. They jacked... They came over here and just ruffled it all up. But
that's okay. That was a sleeper. Like, what is he talking about? Your package? You get something in the mail?
So in Drexel Hill, we had this really crazy... Last year, last August, we were going to leave Comcast for Fios, right? I may have talked about this briefly.
Yeah, I think so.
And they gave me this great deal, and then they jacked the price up.
Right.
And then they were supposed to give me a $90 credit for the 3 months because they auto-debit my account, and I didn't catch it soon enough because that's how much I follow up with my account. Yeah. And so they're supposed to give me the credit. They never did. And then they're like, oh, well, since you're moving, you can't keep this price anyway. You're going to have to get a new – you're going to have to talk to our salespeople and get a new package.
Yeah.
And now I pay $20 less than I did in Drexel Hill. And in Drexel Hill, we had all of the movie channels. We had premium package.
Right.
And now we have basic.
Ugh.
We don't even have the channels in the 100.
Yeah. Like no
in the 100 range.
No Nickelodeon?
I guess not.
I don't know. I don't even know what channels are in
I think Nickelodeon's included.
Is it?
But like Fuse, I think I don't have, or IFC.
Yeah.
Gone.
Or like CMT.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't really watch that much TV to begin
with. Right.
But it's ridiculous. And then, okay, so I look at my bill. It's at a certain number. I don't give it away because everybody's number is fucking different. And
right.
People get weird.
Yeah.
That's kind of like asking somebody how much they make.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's like the DVR charge. There's the box charge. There's the HD technology fee.
Ugh.
And then there's another. There's another. Oh, two boxes. One wireless router. Yeah, two boxes. One. Okay. Anyway, two boxes, a wireless router, HD technology fee, $10 a piece. $10 a piece. That's $40 extra a month.
For a rental. How much is it to buy your own box? Can you buy a box?
I don't know, man. I
think it's an option, but I think it's...
It's like probably like $300.
But then if the box breaks, you're fucked.
Yep.
You can't swap it out.
Nope.
At least if they even still do that. I know they used to do that.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's... Netflix it is. Just pay for Netflix and HBO Now, and you're set.
Yeah, seriously.
That's all you need.
That is all you need. Did you watch that 7... Something from Hell show that everybody's talking about?
No, never even heard of it.
Everybody's talking about this Something from Hell show. I haven't seen it.
I did watch John Wick.
Did you? Was that good?
My new favorite movie.
Really? I thought it was... I thought like the reviews were bad.
I loved it.
Yeah? I didn't see it.
There's like no plot whatsoever.
John Cusack?
Jason Bourne? Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
No, there's like no dialogue in the movie. It's just like lots of emotions.
Yeah.
But it's a fun movie. Very fun. I recommend. Gets my recommendation.
Yeah.
Ooh. That reminded me. You said you watched...
I did. I watched Jurassic Park.
Yep.
And I loved it. You know what? I didn't realize. There's like a half hour of like exposition in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize. Did you realize that?
Wait, which part are you talking about? With the kid and everything? Or...
Where he's like doing the raptor claw thing? Yeah.
You're still alive when they start to eat you.
Yeah, I remember that part vaguely. But I thought it was the kid from, you know, because my memory like mixed up.
Yeah, that kid's eyes all wonky. He's like,
yeah, he's an ugly kid, man. That kid sure is ugly. We should have him on the podcast.
Actually, I'm pretty sure he was...
We could probably find him.
He was on an episode of Full House. He was a duck-faced kid.
Would you want to find him and try to get him on the podcast?
He's probably like... 40 now?
Yeah, he's probably... No, he's not 40. He's like...
Know. He was what? That was 93. He was probably around 9.
He's probably our age.
No,
or maybe like 4 or 5 years older, maybe.
That was 93. He was probably...
Oh, that was 93. Okay, yeah. So he's like 39.
So he's almost 40. So he's 1 year less than 40.
Can you imagine that, dude? No, like...
No.
That's got to be a weird feeling, because you're like, yeah, I was in Jurassic Park.
He was on Full House, too.
Well, nobody cares.
I remember him as the duck-faced kid that tried to make out with Stephanie.
You know, they also did an Indiana Jones episode.
Oh, yes, they did.
Steve, no! We talked about this last week. Okay, you were like, yeah. I'm like, no, wait, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Your
know.
Memory.
I know.
What's happening to you?
I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, we should try to find him, hunt him down. Seriously.
We have to look him up on Google.
and then be like, oh, don't listen to our last episode. Just listen to, like, the other ones because we're talking about you. My friend tweeted about American Idol one time,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about Brian Dunkelman. I think this is when all the hosts
were
changing.
No idea who that is.
You know, when the show started, there were two hosts, Ryan Seacrest and Brian Dunkelman.
Oh, really?
And they fired Dunkelman, whatever his name is. And then she made a joke about him and referencing his name.
Yeah.
Not tagging him or anything. And, like, he favorited it or retweeted it.
Oh,
like,
really?
And then started following her.
Wow.
Which is creepy.
How many followers does he have?
I think she has more. Like, really?
I believe it.
Is that insane?
He probably just goes on the internet and, like, Dinkelman.
But being that person, you know what I mean? That's got to be... How do you not go through life, like, with that being, like, your biggest regret?
Could have made it.
Yeah. No, seriously. That's going to be the name of the episode now. But seriously, the kid from Jurassic Park, same thing. Mm-hmm. He's in Jurassic Park. That was a franchise.
Yeah.
He's in this movie for, like, 5 minutes. And he got this amazing part. He gets to show all his friends, I'm in a movie.
Yeah.
And then Jurassic Park 2 comes out.
Sam Neill was going to gut me with a nail.
I was in the first one. The third one comes out. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know this movie.
Yeah. By the time, yeah.
And then now he's talking to his 15-year-old kids, and he's like, hey, kids, I was in the first one.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah,
like,
we don't.
Dad, isn't this the first one?
Yeah. But, like, okay, so him, that's different. But with Dinkle, Dunkelman, whatever his name is.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it
sort
is.
Sort of desperate.
Well, you know what it is? It's he probably had it set up for Google Alerts or something.
Yeah.
And then
it's like just checking every day.
Bing!
I think it's Bing.
Bing, fries are done. That's when Bing Crosby used to work at Burger King.
Here they come.
Bing, fries are done. Him and David Bowie.
Bing,
fries are done. Bum, bum.
Bum, bum. I love that video. At the end, like, did you see the Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly spoof on that?
I think I did.
At the very end, he was like, well, see you later, asshole. And John C. Reilly's walking away. Oh, bo- 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 bo-
oh, so you were going to tell me about this Jurassic Park thing now.
Oh, no, I was going to tell you about Raiders.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I showed you the Jurassic Park thing.
So there's... So Scott Aukerman and Jeff Tate were talking about it on a podcast, and I think it was Scott Aukerman who just summed it up like perfectly. He's like, so the entire plot of the movie is them preventing them to get the Ark of the Covenant. When they get the Ark of the Covenant, they open it up, and then they all die. So if they just let them get the Ark of the Covenant in the beginning of the movie would have been over.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that was fun, pointless.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know, right? It sounds like, holy shit, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long movie.
I know. But, I mean, it's a great movie. I love it. But it's like, wow,
they
just took it down.
What's, Michelle listens. What's her name in that? Is a cutie pie. That's all I'll say.
Oh,
Dimple Chin.
Yeah.
Miss
A poor man's Jodie Foster.
Is she a lesbian?
No, but she just looks like Jodie Foster, except just a cheaper...
I don't think she looks like Jodie Foster.
If you put blonde hair on her, I think they're twins.
Yeah?
Twinsies.
She was also in Amityville Horror.
The original?
Yeah, the original.
I never actually saw that.
No, the Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Oh, you're chopping what? Is she still alive?
She was in Crystal Skull, too.
Was she?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't remember. I hear it all the time. She was in Animal House, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she in Animal House?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing either. No, she's
giving you the Black Power sign.
She smoked pot with Donald Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Can I buy some pot from you?
That Donald Sutherland is like, he's the dude who makes, he's like the guy from Police Academy and makes the sound effects in that movie, right?
What?
What?
Police Academy. Winslow? What's his last name?
Wouldn't it be funny if the sound effect guy would just make the name whatever he did after it? Boop, boop, car alarm. Goat.
I was going to say sheep.
Oh, is it the same thing?
Sure. They all.
It was a sheep, wasn't it? Damn it. I did. I'm an idiot. That's a.
I think it's more of a goat.
Oh, okay.
And the sheep is a.
Oh, wow. I've gotten you to do several animals.
I don't even know that's true. I'm just talking about
it. I wrote that. Look under the seat, and there's a note. And look at all the things I try to get you to do this episode.
All the animals. It's like, see? It's like you're David Blaine.
Yeah.
You predicted all this. I'm
like Oprah David Blaine. Look under your seats.
You get an animal sound. Did you ever see that one where he goes to Harrison Ford's house? Speaking of Indiana Jones.
You go to Harrison Ford's house?
David Blaine does. He goes to Indiana Jones, or he goes to Indiana Jones' house.
Indy!
he goes to Harrison Ford's house.
No.
Tells him to pick a card and write his name on it or something like that. Puts it in the deck and then tells him to grab a grapefruit off of the counter. Cuts it in half, and stuffed inside is the card he had.
Really?
Harrison Ford just goes, get the fuck out of my house.
Did he really? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Remember when he got in a plane crash last year and just like survived?
Yeah. He's Han fucking Solo, man.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Han Solo. I mean, Harrison Ford.
That's what happens when Chewie gives you roadhead.
Oh, Chewie! Wouldn't that be Airhead?
I love that movie too.
Yeah.
And I bet you Anthony still has not seen Airheads. Okay. So our drummer, Anthony Angelina. What's his middle name? What's his social security number?
he lives at.
Yeah. We told him to see that movie. And I bet you he still hasn't. You should see it, Anthony. I know you told me you should catch up on this podcast. When you get to this one 8 months from now, just be like, oh, yeah, I need to watch it. I don't know
totally
if it's on Netflix anymore. That's how long ago. We told you to watch it.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago, I think.
It was longer than that.
Yeah.
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 But I saw him. He came to the show the other night.
Oh, did he?
Him and his sister.
That's good. I texted him a couple days ago, and I
need
to get back together for a little jams. Session.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, dude, I'd like to do that. Did you hear about his dad?
No.
Yeah, his dad had a heart attack last
night. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay. He's home now. We're wishing you all the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he's fine now. He's good at home and he's recovering, and the doctors took care of him and did preventative measures for the future. So
that's good.
Yeah, so he's getting all patched up.
Scary.
It is scary, man.
Yeah.
I can't. I would hate to go through that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, that's our episode. Just end it there.
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe.
we're gonna keep going.
We have a habit of trying to throw that tag in after serious. After serious.
What's the deal with?
What's the deal?
There we go. Now we're back on track.
And we're back.
So yeah, I saw Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Very long.
Very long.
And I wasn't paying attention the whole time because I was looking for things online.
What were you looking for?
Not gonna tell you.
I don't know. Personal items.
Yeah, personal items and
butt pluggers 8.
I was, you know, those beer helmets that they have where the two cans.
Yeah. The straw.
I was looking for one of those with lube.
Hmm. What? Why would you need the lube?
I like to slide down the stairs when nobody's home.
Where would the...
I just lube it up, and then when I slide down the stairs...
But why would you need to drink beer?
I would let the straw go to the ground.
Oh.
That stuff's toxic. It's toxic, man.
No, I thought...
if there's any scratches in the floor, I tell Michelle Bud did it, our dog.
Damn dog. That's what you get when you give him balls.
Yeah, dude, he's nuts with... He's nuts with balls, I'll tell you. He's balls with nuts.
Yeah.
I see any good movies lately? No.
Actually saw Inside Out the other day.
Was it good?
That was a very lovely movie.
Yeah, I think I do want to see it. I don't know if I want to see it in theaters.
Pixar's little mini films that they play before the movies are like the most gut-wrenching things in the world. I'm watching it and it's like, oh,
God. Oh, man.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Like, before every Pixar film, when you see it in theaters, or if you buy their DVD, there's always, like, they put, like, a little mini film. Maybe, like, 5-10 minutes. And it's, like, the most emotional roller coaster, like, the greatest emotional roller coaster in the world. Yes.
I need to see it, then, because...
Like, before Wreck-It Ralph, they had the one with the paper planes. It was all black and white and, like, two apartments from across from each other. And, like,
I don't think I ever saw that. I've seen Wreck-It Ralph a million times.
Did you see it in theaters?
No. Saw it on Stars.
Not the same. What a loser.
Hey.
Hi.
I thought
Hi.
Hey. How are you? Do we just both, like, start over? I was thinking about this today. Do you hold grudges? Like, really? You be honest.
Depends. It depends on how prevalent the person that I have a grudge against is in my life.
But when you pretend I don't know what prevalent means.
It depends on how often I see the person.
Oh, okay.
Like, if it's somebody I work with, the grudge is probably going to get held on for a lot longer.
Yeah?
But if it's someone I don't know, like I see maybe once every few weeks, I'll forget about it.
Because, like, I was thinking, I think I'm somebody who holds grudges. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Or not. I think I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why you say that?
I don't know why I went down this avenue, but I thought about this. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I should try to...
Who are you holding a grudge against?
There's a few people.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's totally you. No, there's a few people who I would probably get weird around. And some of them I haven't seen in years.
I get weird around, like...
And it's not like if I saw them, I wouldn't get weird because I haven't seen them and lives have changed. I'd get weird because like the feelings will come back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
See, I get to the point, I don't know if I hold grudges as much as I just like once someone starts, it's like that thing where someone starts to annoy you that it gets to the point where everything they do is like nails on a chalkboard.
Yes.
And, like, I don't want to talk to these people so bad that I completely avoid eye contact with them all the time. Like, if they talk, I pretend like I didn't hear it constantly.
I noticed that about this podcast. You just, you're facing the other way right now.
These peacocks are...
Yeah.
What are you saying?
There's somebody who I worked with who we went to high school with.
Okay.
And, I don't know what I mean. Like they weren't a popular kid in high school, but they were pretty picked on, and I felt bad in that regard. But like, once you see them and you talk to them, like, oh, you get it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this person's a weirdo.
Yeah.
And, like I don't want to come off. This is gonna come off so mean, but they're so ugly.
As a person or just
as a whole, both a person and. You know,
physically,
inside, yeah, physically, and as
and emotionally,
yeah, both of those things,
yeah,
ugly. And I say that because they are one, I found out they're a home wrecker,
oh,
not cool,
yeah,
and two, they're just ugly,
just not easy on the eyes.
No, but seriously, like, I tried having a conversation with person,
right,
and like
good cover.
When I made eye contact, I got a gag reflex.
Really?
I like looked into the eyes of the person, and I went, "Oh,
how did they take that?"
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
I hate it.
Well, we just lost a lot of listeners. But seriously, like I.
That's annoying too.
We'll talk, and I'll like. I would just go.
Yeah.
I just turn my head. That's what I did.
I stare at the floor.
Oh, that's such a better.
Because
this is like obviously you know something's wrong, but I don't give a fuck if they knew what something was wrong. You know, I'm tired of being nice.
So see what happens when people stop being nice. Start getting real. Start getting gag reflexes.
Well, timing is everything. But there's some people like I didn't hold a grudge against that person in high school or anything like that. I tried like when I saw them at my office, I was like, oh, well, maybe you know that was a high school thing. Maybe it wore off. Maybe they're really because that's people are immature in high school.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they evolved, and I'm not saying they had to. Maybe I evolved.
Yeah,
and I realized that they're a cool person, and right. I've never treated them right. Nope. Nope.
Miscalculation. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, some people are just like, there's just a reason. There's a reason for it.
Yeah. What? God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Comcast works in mysterious ways.
But, yeah, so if we've been talking about Comcast the whole time, right?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I definitely held on to stuff a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, there were people that I hung out with that they just burned me one time, and I'm like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck him. I would always say I was going to fight him. I'm like the least fighting person
in the world. I told you
that
story about me getting punched in the face. I talked about it on here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to repeat it.
Right.
You missed out, everybody.
Yeah.
If you didn't hear it. Basically.
That episode is gone forever.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I'm going to talk to you about that afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
But, okay, so. To paraphrase the story, if you didn't hear it, when I got punched, I don't want to say beat up. I just got punched, and I cried. I was in fifth grade. Kid that punched me was supposed to be in eighth grade, but he was in sixth grade. Okay, so
yeah.
He was supposed to be like 3 years older than me, and my friend said, "Oh, I'm getting picked on. I don't want to walk home alone." I said, "I'll walk you home," and then. I start walking with him, and the kid comes up to us and messing with him. I was like, hey, why don't you leave him alone? I get punched in the face, and I start crying, and everybody's laughing, including the kid I was trying to protect. He turned around on the other side. I was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Like, he was just looking out for his own interest.
Yeah, here's my chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't hold a grudge against that kid.
No.
Well,
that's good of you.
I'm such a nice guy. And I mean, I talked that stuff through with my aunt. I talked about that on the episode. If you don't know, there are still a lot of things that bother me with that situation that I wish I could clear up, but I'm not going to have the chance to because I sat on it too long.
Right.
Not a fat joke. So, yeah.
Or a Happy Days joke.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, there you go. Oh, damn it, that was so much better. Write that down. I'm going to write that all down. But yeah, and then there are some people like, you know, we had bands in the past.
Right.
And I thought the split was amicable, but maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Somebody's parents didn't think it was.
Well, and there was another incident before that, too, that wasn't very amicable.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The first one.
Are you talking about, oh, yeah, that one, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's kind of, like, healed.
Yeah.
Exactly,
because it's like I was saying, we only had men in our hair. We were a sexist band.
Yeah, very sexist.
We don't see them all the time.
Yeah.
So, him in particular, we don't see all the time.
Yeah.
So
I think that one healed.
Grass is greener.
I would love to play with him again because I enjoyed that.
You romanticize memories. You only remember the good stuff. You forget all about the bad shit.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
So you think in that situation, that's what I'm doing?
With
that thing, that person.
With him, yeah.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know.
I agree. I feel the same way.
Yeah, and like there's other ones, because, you know, we went through a lot of people, and some went better than others.
Right.
And, you know, ones that I thought were like everlasting friendships really fizzled out.
Yeah.
And that kind of bugged me.
They're the ones that hurt the most.
Yeah, because, like, good for them because, like, they had their own, like, personality change, and I think they're happier. But I'm just, like, whenever I see the person, like, I'd probably get weird.
Yeah.
And, that, it bugs me that I feel like that.
I agree. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, you're still Facebook friends, but you unfollow them.
Yeah, right.
You
hide
them because you don't want to see them.
Well, it's funny with that person.
Yeah.
Like, you know who I'm talking about. Extend an olive branch.
Yeah,
and
several.
They still just have a way of just throwing it back in your face, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, they'll take it and then be like, and then they'll dangle it back at you like they did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a, I'm sorry we're speaking very, like, vaguely and.
Well, I mean, this.
We're skirting.
Yeah. Yeah. Things. We're trying to be delicate.
Yeah, we're trying. It's never, doesn't make for good podcasting, I guess, but. Oh, well.
People know what we're saying.
Yeah, everybody knows exactly.
Like, everyone's been through that. It's like a similar experience where, like, good friendships and relationships.
Yeah, that's true. This is a relatable thing.
Yeah.
So that is good. We've got that.
Well, even like, with, like, ex, I talked to friends before about, like, getting back together with exes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, like, it's the same, like I was saying, I before they got back together with, they would get back to, like, would tell them, like, you're just, your memory has a way of romanticizing everything. Like, it's exactly what I said.
I don't even have a memory, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying in general, not necessarily in your case, but I'm just saying.
In your case, you're just.
You're an empty box.
You just pressed a mental reset button.
Yeah. You're still running on Windows Vista. I've been wanting to make a Vista joke.
Still
all week.
Defragging.
Do people have to do that anymore?
I don't know.
Either.
I did it to my girlfriend's parents' computer a couple of months, like a month or two ago.
Yeah, that sounds like a sex maneuver. Defragging. I'm gonna go defrag my
the kid's
girlfriend's parents.
The kids probably don't even know what that means anymore.
Seriously,
they'll never experience the feeling of walking downstairs to see that your parents are defragging the computer.
You ever see
like,
those
fuck.
Lists? You ever see those lists? It's like, oh, things kids will not understand.
Yeah.
Like somebody put up one the other one. It was like, my son asked me, why do we say hang up the phone? I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's.
Yeah, we don't hang phones anymore.
Yeah. Dad, why do we hang up the phone? You just press the button.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or rewind.
Like when people always put up like pictures of a Discman or a cassette player, Walkman, they're like, kids don't know what these are.
Yeah, no rewind. You never know. No rewind.
Sounds like Ralph Nader Macchio is making a comeback.
Hey, guys.
Nope. Closing the door. Sorry, he's fine.
He's phoning in from John Taffer's house.
But yeah, like so that kind of stuff. You know, bothers me that I'm not that I have loose ends. You know, I guess that's not the same as
holding a grudge, though.
Like, I think it is. Isn't because,
no.
Like I said,
I feel like holding a grudge is like resenting somebody in particular for a long time over something they did to you, like just over like a.
Is that not what's going on?
The way you're saying, you're making it sound like you're
the victim.
Not the victim. Like you feel like that you're holding a grudge against yourself more so than other people.
But. Am I saying these words to mask my resentment towards this person?
Well, yeah, maybe.
I think I might. Yeah. I might be.
Yeah, maybe.
I just don't know how
you're just turning it back in on yourself?
Yeah, because it's a self-deprecation thing. Because, you know, it bothers me. Like, if I'm around the person, like, I'm just bothered, you know?
But it's a two-way street, man. Like,
yeah.
Whatever
you want to bash their face in, but you also want to give them a hug and be like, "Where's my friend?"
It's like stepbrothers when they go for the hug at the end and start punching
each
other. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, pre you, there was somebody in the band who I was very close with,
right?
And I honestly haven't had a human interaction with them
since
they left the band.
Yeah.
And. We were talking about kicking around anyway, but that's not the part that bothered me. It's just like his attitude
towards the end.
It would just be like he was off or on, you know.
Yeah.
And it was never in the middle.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was just like, all right, well, we're done here.
Like, there's a way to go. There's a way. Like, there's a mature way to go about it. Like,
yeah.
Just, I mean, I'm not like trying to point fingers, but I'm just using it. It's a good example of when you decided to leave South Bear and pursue comedy. Like, we didn't like.
Yeah.
Throw it in your face. And
yeah, and I was
and,
like,
and nor did you throw it in our face. It's just like, we want to make this work.
Oh, I talk about it every day. I bring it up.
I'm so much happier now, guys.
Guys, I am just having the time of my life. I know, I'm an idiot. And
No. That's but like I said, that's not why I brought it up.
I haven't touched a guitar at all.
I brought
it
up just to, like, it's just a good example of how it could be handled in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I called Comcast back.
So this is bullshit.
No, I don't know if I talked about this when we first talked about Comcast, but we talked about big black booties
or something. Oh, yeah, butt pluggers eight, yeah.
Well, when I lived at my parents' house.
I hope that is a movie.
When I lived at my parents' house, when Comcast like, first came out, I think you can still do this. You can see what you purchased in the last couple hours. Like, and
it's like as long as a purchase stays in your.
Yeah. Well, when I was at my parents' house, the recently purchased had, I'm not even kidding with this title. It was like Big Black Booties Volume 2. And that same episode was purchased 10 times.
Oh, my God.
10 times. And within a 24 to 48 hour window. It all happened like within 20 minutes of each other or something.
Oh, my God.
So
how much
next
was that
day,
how much was it a pop?
$11. $11.99. So we call Comcast. They send a rep out to talk about it. And he's like, it's this black guy who shows up. He's like, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody in this house is getting it on. Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, maybe somebody is. But why would they buy the same one within a 24-hour period when you have it for up to 72 hours?
Yeah, right.
10 times. Maybe somebody did it by mistake. No, nobody did it by mistake.
I don't even, like, once you buy it once, you can't even buy it again, can you?
And he's like, I don't know, maybe somebody in the house is like, dude, no, we're not. Like, be real here.
Yeah.
Don't chalk it up to, oh, well, maybe you guys are just pervert freaks and nobody knows it. Like, it's like, no, you asshole. Like, this is what's going on. And then I was like, the only person who's home, and at the time was like 2:30 in the afternoon when everybody was at work.
Yeah.
And I was like, so who did that? Like, the only person here is my dog. It's like, maybe your dog. I was like, shut up, you fucking.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, fix our fucking problem. Take
maybe
these charges
dog.
Off. Yeah. And at 10 a.m. when I made the fucking phone call, the first person I talked to was Charmaine, who's got all this fucking attitude. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm getting angry. Such a bitch. Would not help me. She's like, well, you see, these charges, you still owe. I'm like, no. Bitch, I understand, but we're supposed to be set up for automatic payment. What's going on? And she's like, she just was not will. Like, you can tell when somebody who, like, cares and somebody's just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, can I talk to somebody else, please? Like, and she's like, no, I'm trying to explain it to you. I'm like, I would prefer it if somebody else explained it to me. I'm going to explain. No, listen, I don't like your tone. And that's what I said to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, hold on. She, again, French. they transferred me to somebody. And they're like, "Can I call you back?" And I'm like, "Fuck you."
Ugh.
And I was like, "All right, fine." They call me, and they did call me back like within 15, 25 minutes.
Oh yeah.
But still, that's a while. 15, 20. Yeah. They call me back, and then they keep me on the phone for an hour, and the problem was still not solved. They're like, "I'll call you tomorrow at 11 a.m."
I gotta go home.
Seriously, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, probably.
Thinking about that
they just wear you down until you give up. That's what they want.
There's got to be like, they're so worried about regulating the internet and I sound like such an idiot right here, but you know I'm trying to go big picture and I have no idea what I'm talking about. But they're trying to regulate internet usage and what we're doing and all the data we can take, all that stuff. How about we have fucking companies like the Better Business Bureau is supposed to do is regulate business to make sure they're not taking advantage of the customers the way Comcast takes advantage
of theirs.
But Comcast
is making so much money that they're like, hey, Better Business Bureau,
exactly,
take
dude.
All this.
Yes,
and
that's
leave us
a problem.
Alone. Yeah.
It should. Is the Better Business Bureau a government agency?
I don't know.
It should be. There should seriously be a system in place, and there probably is, but whoever it is, they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
Because how many horror stories do you find come out like with Comcast every week? Every week there's a story about how somebody's name was named like to Cunty McShickballs because they had a bad interaction with a representative on the line.
Right, right.
How do I know my bill's not going to come here next month? They say Jake Taintface.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And it
right.
probably will. And I'll probably have 10 more charges on there. And these hidden fucking fees, $40 for things that provide me their service. That. I'm sorry for going all Dennis Leary on you.
They fuck you with the cell phones.
And that's what they're doing. Yeah, dude. It's. Everybody knows. Nobody wants to hear me do this.
You're just like pissing everybody else off because they're like, "There, he's right, he's right." Let's get down Comcast. Next week after everyone listens, they're just gonna burn down the Comcast building. In a perfect world.
And they're building another tower.
Yep, that's what it is. They gotta get all this money to build a new one.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Did you know? We should stop because we're. But I'm gonna bring up this last thing. I'm sorry.
And now for my final thought.
Guys, fellas, did you know that like most stadiums that are built,
just like sports stadiums?
Like PPL, Financial, Citizens Bank, all of those, all the big ones now,
right,
are basically 50% privately owned and purchased, and the other 50% are on the taxpayers.
Really?
I mean, I'm probably way off with that, but I know with PPL Park it was that way.
I had no idea about that. So
where there's like a tax. I read something about this. And I'm now like trying to, it's like hearsay because I'm like trying to regurgitate it from like a month ago.
So we're part owners of the stadium and now we have to pay for tickets.
Technically,
to go see there.
Because what was supposed to happen is like we foot the bill of like 50% of this thing.
Right.
50% of
that's
it.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Through taxes. We foot that bill and then PPL is supposed to return that revenue like with. Revenue generated with the soccer team and events
right
there. Problem is they're not making nearly as much as they had projected, and they're not returning anything back to the city of Chester any of the taxpayers, I guess, in the county. Because I'm sure the county, it probably went city and county.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
So, and probably state. I don't know about state. I don't know. But
maybe.
But isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that is nuts.
I saw it. I'll probably read up on it, and we'll touch on it again.
I had no idea about it. Like I didn't know that they use taxpayer dollars to fund that stuff
for something. And I think it happened like that with the Cowboys Stadium too.
Why they were sponsored now, you know?
Yeah. The sponsors only pay so much,
right?
And then everybody else has to like. I think the organization coming will pay some of it, and then
right.
Like, it's kind of like everybody's a part owner in a bar.
Yeah.
But then the majority is put on the taxpayers.
We should all just do what Green Bay did and make all the season ticket holder or the citizens of Green Bay the
And that's why, cuz that was that's that in place, but they did it correctly.
Right. Cuz they're smart up there. It's so close to Canada. They're so
nice
up
to the
there
north,
in Wisconsin.
Not, yep.
Well, guys, fuck Comcast.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
And,
did you have anything to share?
No, it was lovely. I'm just going to go home and...
punch your TV. You son of a bitch. I was like, no.
Why are you doing this to my friend?
punch the box.
I'm going to call Comcast and be like, leave my friend alone. Well, maybe you'll be on time next time.
Hey!